listening to the Grody Podcast. This podcast is about life, it's about relationships, and faith. And today, ang pag-uusapan natin ay yung overcoming the past. Have you ever felt weighed down by your past? Yung mga decisions na ginawa natin in the past, often, they have effects that reach forward up to the present. Pwedeng magbigay ng heavy baggage itong mga effects na ito. At madadala natin itong mga baggage na to dun sa mga current na relationship natin. Pwede siyang mag-linger sa isip natin. They come uninvited sa dreams natin. Our past is really something that affects us even how we view the world. Minsan, no, yung past natin, it even makes us feel unsafe or insecure. Yung past natin, ang dami-dami kasing nahahawakan yan sa buhay natin eh. Yung core identity natin ay affected ng past natin. It affects how we view ourselves and often, it burdens us with guilt, with shame, or with fear. And yung mga memories na to, no, may mga memory na magti-trigger sa atin. At pagka na-trigger tayo ng isang memory that reminds us of our past, it sends us really into a trip that we don't want to be in, no? Paano nga ba na-overcome tong cycles na ganito about the past? Para hindi tayo ma-crush nitong bigat nung nakaraan natin. So, sa pagtingin natin sa Bible, madidiscover natin, guys, na hindi tayo alone dito sa pagtatanong na to. No? Gusto kong sabihin sa iyo na, you're not alone in asking this question. How can I overcome my past? I've done so much wrong and there are dark memories in my past na I don't want to remember anymore. Yung mga tao dati, like the people of Israel in the Bible, they had a long list of regrets. Sila yung beloved nation ni God. And ang plano sa kanila ni Lord, sila yung magiging examples sa ibang tao, sa maraming mga nation, para maging light sila dun sa mga iba't ibang bansa na nakapalibot. Pero, itong mga Israelites nito, lagi silang nagkakamali. Oftentimes, they fell short of what was asked of them. Yung mistakes nitong Israelite people in the Bible, talagang nagkaroon ng long-lasting, devastating repercussions for them. So, hindi ka nag-iisa. The Bible even records a cycle after cycle ng people of Israel following God faithfully for a short time. And then, after that short time, tatalikod sila kay Lord to follow their own idols, mga bagay na sinasamba nila or mas mahal nila kaysa kay God. Sa Book of Judges o kaya naman sa Book of Kings, makakakita ka ng hindi lang mga normal na tao pero mga leader, no? Na nag-lead sa mga tao in obedience at saka may mga leader na nag-lead naman sa tao papunta sa kasamaan. Kahit yung mga faithful leaders like David, no, sikat na sikat yan sa Bible, di ba? Si David, he made poor decisions. At isa sa mga sikat na poor decision ni David ay yung episode ng buhay niya with Bathsheba. Again and again, yung mga tao ng Israel ay nire-remind ni God. Nabigay na sila sa mga kaaway nila dahil sa rebellion nila. And God was always inviting them to remember who they were meant to be. Until finally, dahil nga hindi sila makaalis dyan sa cycle of disobedience nila, pinadala ni God yung isa pang kingdom na Babylon para sirain yung Jerusalem at ipadala sila sa isang 70-year na exile. Ano bang nangyayari kapag ka babalik ka kay God after making mistakes or after acting in a disobedient way? What happens when you recognize the pain of your decisions and have caused, alam mo yon, yung mga decision mo na mali have caused pain hindi lang sa'yo, pero sa ibang tao. At gusto mo umuwi sa grace ni God. Baka nandyan ka sa point na yan ng buhay mo ngayon, no? This may be the point when you are struggling most with your painful memories, yung identity mo na parang nawala na dahil ang dami-dami mong undesirable or very painful memories of the past because of your decisions, no? Because of your shame and your loss, you're struggling. How can we let go of the past and move forward into healing from the promises of God? So, we can follow the same instructions that God gave to Israel, actually, no? When they were finally brought home from the exile, eventually na-exile sila, yes, pero naka-uwi sila. And God encouraged them to engage in the new life emerging inside and around them. Basically, no, ang sabi ni God, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Sabi ni God yan through the prophet Isaiah. Ang sabi ni God, watch out for the new thing I am to do. It's happening already. You can see it now. That's Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Hindi ibig sabihin yan para kang umiinom ng pill para mawalan ka ng memory sa mind mo. No? Hindi yan yun. In fact, no, remembering, listen to this, no, remembering is an important part of your life. It was important to Israel that they remember. And so it's important also to us. Nagbibigay si God ng, sa Isaiah, no, dito sa binasa natin, nagbibigay si God ng maraming message, ng images, ng mga messages sa kanila, reminding them of how they were taken care of in the recent years. May purpose ang pag-alala. So kung may naaalala ka about your past, I wanna tell you, may purpose yan. It helps you recall something of the faithfulness of God na pwede mo pa rin sundan up to the present. So, ginagawa natin yan when we remember the way that God has led us out of our past mistakes. Kahit na nagkamali ka dati, praise God at sana maalala mo that God has given you a way out of those mistakes and He has delivered you, no? Sinave ka niya from that destructive cycle kung ano man yung ginawa mo dati. Yung ganyang remembrance ay magandang meron ka. Maalala natin sana dun sa mga mistake na nagawa natin dati that God has given us a way out. And we're out. Hindi yan about ruminating, no? Hindi yan yung sinasabi nila na paiikot-ikutin mo sa isip mo hanggang sa bumalik ka na naman na magkukos ka ng punishment and suffering at mag-continue yung punishment and suffering sa isip mo. Hindi yan yun. It does not mean we have to keep asking for forgiveness dun sa mga naaalala natin. I just wanna clear that up, no? Instead, anong purpose ng remembering? Instead, this remembering invites us to press into our new reality. Bakit kailangan naaalala mo yung past? Dahil gawin mong fuel yung past na yun para mag-press forward ka dun sa bagong reality na binigay ni God sa'yo, yung fresh start na binigay ni God sa'yo dahil you are free because of what God has been doing to restore you. Gaya ng ginawa ni God sa Israel. As recipients, no, ng faith and relationship natin kay Jesus, yung pag-remember natin is actually a call to us. Tinatawag tayo ng memory natin to keep claiming the healing that God is giving us. Yung wholeness na binibigay ni God sa atin. At saka yung buhay na available na sa atin dahil sa ginawa ni Jesus. Yan yung importante dyan. So remember this, no? You have to remember, but it's not the old way of remembering na parang pinigil trip mo na naman yung sarili mo. It's a new way of remembering. That's one thing that will help you overcome your past. Inexplain ni Apostle Paul, ganito, no? I do not claim that I have already succeeded or I have already become perfect, si Apostle Paul to sa Philippians chapter 3. Sabi niya, I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ has already won me to himself. Of course, my friends, sabi ni Apostle Paul, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, sabi niya, however, is to forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight toward the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. That's Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Galing yan sa Good News Translation. Si Paul, alam mo ba, sa Bible, he's one of the major prosecutors ng church. Ang dami niyang pinapatay. Ang dami niyang pinatugis, no? He didn't let go of his... Talagang, grabe. Hindi siya nag-let go ng imperfections and mistakes niya, and it prevented him from living into his present reality. So, nag-decide siya na, I will definitely forget my past and press forward this with this good remembrance that God has taken me into His hand. Yan yung mindset ni Paul. O, diba? Hindi hinayaan ni Paul na yung sin niya would hold him back. Instead, ang ginawa niya, he looked to Jesus and he set his focus on things above and ahead. Dalawang letter A yan. No? So if you remember, right, gaya na pinag-usapan natin kanina, there's a new way of remembering. At the same time, there's a good way to look ahead. You focus on the things above and the things ahead. That should be your focus. He kept going. So you do your best to run the race. You do your best to go straight forward with the goal of life. What life? Not your own goal, but the life which is found in Jesus Christ. Iyan yung magandang focus mo sa pag-overcome ng past mo. So how can you overcome your past? Don't try to forget, but try to remember in a renewed way. Pangalawa, you set your focus on Christ rather than the events of your past. Yung mga memory ng sins mo, they keep propelling you. Let them, no? Let the memory of your sins propel you, push you back into God's love. Hayaan mo na yung mga memory ay hindi maging trap para sa'yo na maging depressed, pero maging motivation mo, maging fuel mo na talagang dumikit ka at kumapit ka sa pagmamahal ng Diyos. You press into, ang ganda nung press, no? Yung parang press into, idiin mo pa yung sarili mo doon sa new life that is coming to fullness inside of you and around you. Ang ganda nung sinabi ni God sa Isaiah, eh, no? Sabi ni God sa Isaiah, tignan mo, I'm already doing something new. And sometimes this is what traps us, no? Feeling natin, kahit na may relationship na tayo kay God, feeling natin, walang nangyayari kasi hindi natin nafe-feel. Very ano tayo eh, no? Very minsan, very emotionally based tayo eh. Pero sabi ni God, no, you're missing the point. The point is, I'm already doing something new in you. And around you, trust me, yung mga nangyayari na yon, yung mga naapektuhan dati, nang nangyari sa'yo, yung mga kastupidityhan mo. Nag-struggle ako sabihin yung Tagalog word for that. Yung kamalian mo, God is working something out. And God's power is already working something beautiful. You press yourself, idiin mo pa yung sarili mo dun sa life na binigay sa'yo ni Jesus. So you live into the resurrection. Na itong resurrection dito, hindi ka naman namatay eh, di ba? Pero essentially, binigyan ka ng bagong buhay. Yan ang ibig sabihin yan. At hayaan mo si Lord na i-prove niya na faithful siya sa buhay mo. Sa pamamagitan ng pag-restore sa soul mo. You press on with the life that is found and hidden in God's grace. Iyan ang magandang reminder sa'yo at saka sa akin din. Habang sinishare ko to, no, I'm reminded na yung grace ni God, imagine natin siya, gaya nga ng sabi ng isang kanta, para siyang endless ocean where we could actually even be drowned in it, no? Na parang sobrang nakalubog tayo sa grace, ganun kalaki yung grace ni God. And that's something that we can hold on to as we press on, as we press into the new life that is found in Christ. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's growdeep thepodcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. Nilulook forward din namin na makita kang mag-comment at mag-join sa isa sa mga live episodes namin on Facebook every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. So kita-kits tayo doon sa Grody Podcast page on Facebook, and we hope to see you there. See you in the next episode. God bless!